Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 14:7. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceiveth not in him the lips of knowledge. There are times when you are in the presence of someone who demonstrates foolish talk that borders on blasphemy. What do you do? Do you stay lest your going will offend? Or do you go as our proverb commands, looking out for your benefit instead of the one whose conversation offends God? I remember clearly as a young boy hearing the words of my mother, "Now, sonny, be nice. Always be nice." Be nice, meaning do not offend by your actions or by your words. Her meaning was to behave myself and have good manners, which no one could dispute. She was using the word nice when she meant, as the scriptures put it, "And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Ephesians 4:32. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines this word nice as soft, tender, dainty, delicate, or fine. It defines the word kind as being disposed to do good to others and to make them happy by granting their requests, supplying their wants, or assisting them in distress, having tenderness or goodness of nature, benevolent. The Webster's 1828 dictionary further gives an example from Luke 6:35. "But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Kind is a much better word than nice, biblically speaking. I am not saying that we ought not to be polite or tender, but sometimes we are nice to a fault. We may be deathly afraid of others perceiving us to be offensive. We have been taught to always be polite and never to offend. It is not in our nature to cause someone to think poorly of us. We want to be always liked, and we do not want to cause discomfort to others. Please keep in mind that our actions may be viewed by others as offensive because they despise righteousness in our lives or in our conversation. The word nice is not a Bible word. God does tell us to be kind and gracious. For instance, Colossians 4:6 states, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man." Paul says, "Through the Holy Spirit have salt seasoned graciousness." We are to follow righteousness in our graciousness. Salt seasoned graciousness and being nice can be two different things. Read wisdom's cry from Proverbs 8:8. "All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them." That is the standard of holiness in conversation. Go out in the presence of another person when you have a perception that knowledge is not found on their lips. Err on the side of righteousness. Do not risk your testimony to be nice. Being a Christian involves biblical practice. It means studying to have the mind of Christ. Was Jesus nice when he threw out the money changers from the temple? Was he nice to call the Pharisees whited sepulchers or a generation of vipers? No, he was not nice, but he was righteous. Have you ever said, "I'm sorry, this conversation is offensive to my Lord Jesus Christ, and I do not wish to continue with this conversation"? Or, "No, I don't want to hear your joke if it is off color or dirty or contains bad language"? Or, "Excuse me, what you're saying is not good for me to hear, so I'm going to go." Or, "Pardon me, The Bible, which I believe from cover to cover, does not verify what you are saying. I hope I may have some opportunity to talk to you sometime. Our proverb tells us to be perceptive in our hearing and to be discerning about who we spend time with. It tells us to favor with our presence and our ears those with lips of knowledge and to separate from those without the lips of knowledge. We are to express salt, season, graciousness in our conversations to follow biblical instruction.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.